make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. 2-3-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2- do here on Herb Talk. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about our government health care in the crossroads. We're at this fork in the road, so we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about that chronological clock and aging issues. And if we get time, we may talk about some supplements, selecting better ones if you're out there shopping. So we got lots to talk about and a quick report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I lift them up in prayer every day. Hope you do too. I'm seeking Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees. You know, because the mind of time, it grows short. I brought my devotional. So today's little snippet is from Psalm 62, Revelation 1, 1 Peter 2, and James 1. It goes like this. I am the culmination of all your hopes and desires. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, who is and was and is to come. Before you knew me, I expressed your longing for me in ways. You were ever so vulnerable to the evil around you in the world, but now my presence safely shields you, enfolding you in my loving arms. I am lifting you up out of the darkness into my marvelous light. Though I have brought many pleasures into your life, not one of them is essential. Receive my blessings with open arms and enjoy my good gifts, but do not cling to them. Turn your attention to the giver of all good things, and the rest of the knowledge that you are to be completed in will be in me. The one thing you absolutely need is the one thing you can never lose, my presence in you. That'd be the Holy Spirit, you know, special friend and comforter, helps you hear what the Lord's saying and understand the gift of knowledge. So, you know, hey, we're going to seek the Lord's face and ask for his divine hand be upon this nation as we move forward, praying for really deliverance. That's what we need. That's what we're asking for. So let's get to getting on that and do it every day. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. First up in the quacker, they got an anti-aging pill. Breakthrough, scientists say. They discovered how to slow down the aging process. They hope they can make a drug out of it. Oh, yeah. So let's see. This is Nottingham University. They found specific proteins inside certain cells which seem to cause the aging process. The discovery of this protein called carbonic anhydrase could lead to the development of medicines that could slow the effects of aging down or even halt the progression. They hope that, you know, of course, this is how they're going to, you know, market it to help people with dementia and Alzheimer's, that kind of thing. But you know it'll be exploited. You know it is. I mean, if they're going to exploit a vasodilator heart drug as, you know, something that helped regrow your hair, Rogaine, well, you know where this will be going. So during the study, they had test subjects that show higher levels of carbonic anhydrase in the brain and muscles. Older mice have less of it, so the larger amounts, they say, help keep the mice young and their brain from degenerating. So we'll see what they do with that, right? Who wants to live forever anyway, right? All right, last but not least in the quack report, they say smoking damages your DNA for decades. That's right. About 40 million people in the U.S. are smoking cigarettes. Of course, they say it's the leading cause of preventable death, according to the FDA and the CDC. One out of every five deaths in the United States is from smoking. Smoking has been declining about 4% over the last decade. Sales of e-cigarettes, though, have been going up about 143 times the amount. So according to Kittering Cancer Center, Sloan Kittering Cancer Center, 130,000 cases of lung cancer each year attributed to smoking demonstrates that it also damages your DNA and stays with you for about 10 years. So a lot of the damage is done while you're smoking, and then within the first 5 years after quitting, some of the DNA gets repaired, but some of it hasn't reverted all the way to normal yet, and it takes a while. So they say that this is why a lot of people are kind of switching to e-cigarettes, but you're trading one problem for another, according to science. So do your homework on the vaping issue. Pulmonary areas supposed to have oxygen. That's about it. if you want to quit smoking, check out the smoker's helper at thepowerherbs.com. Non-toxic way to give yourself some extra willpower. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Oh, I didn't get to ask you what you're going to play for bumper tonight, Frank. He knows what I like. Bouncy music. I want something bouncy. All right. Yeah, like Tigger. All right, we're going to talk about government health care at the crossroads. That's right. You know, it's going to get a little political, and I know you're sick of it. But this is real important because this is your health we're talking about and the health of your family, loved ones, generations to come. So we got to pay attention. We do. Now, in an election year, existing policies are often positioned as leverage to get elected to office, and the Affordable Care Act is one of those policies. As the Republican candidate states, the Affordable Care Act will be replaced with something that encourages a free market competition and prevents a one-payer system. Now, the Democrat candidate states, the problems with the Affordable Care Act are going to be fixed and made even better. So much of this leveraged in politics, it affects so many people. So we already know that there is really nothing free in this world, and that includes healthcare. We know that. So competition does help keep prices competitive, and, you know, but then we get more choices. So let's take a look at what may transpire if the Affordable Care Act remains as politicians attempt to fix it and how this may impact American lives. I hope it don't remain. I'm one of these people that I can live without that. All right. Keep the plan is what the Dems want. According to LiveScience.com, the Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton was interviewed in September of this year for the New England Journal of Medicine, an article about, you know, healthcare in America. Should she win the presidency, what were her plans? So the Republican candidate, Donald Trump, he was also asked to weigh in, have an interview also with the publication, but he declined to comment at that time. Now, Clinton gave a kind of a group of vague improvements that she intends to initiate, all circulating around the theme of making healthcare equal, fair, affordable for everybody, for all. So, but the problem with that is that it's like a utopian type of policy, and if it's attempted, it's all going to just reduce the quality of care to third world nations. You know, everybody will be equally destitute with health care. That's basically where it's going to go. Now, all Americans, she said, will be covered with health care, but, you know, this it's going to give you a sub-quality of care. It's not going to be what you're expecting. And all Americans, if they're going to be covered with health care, and basically we got the very sick people in this whole thing because they're guaranteed coverage, but they really normally couldn't afford treatment. So somebody else is picking up that tab. And eventually people are just going to run out of money to pay for the tab. Now, the money tree that government seems to think Americans have growing in their backyard is going to be plucked to death. Oh, yeah. And at which time the government's going to take over the whole thing and have a one-payer system. So the critics then for the Affordable Care Act are credited with being right that the entire scheme of the Affordable Care Act was to dismantle the free market healthcare system and to take possession of it. So that's a third of the American marketplace. It's a third of the wealth. So with healthcare, if you're in control of it, you can also control other sectors through healthcare, like government benefits, education, and employment, as we already see. You know, if you want to go to school, you got to get vaccinated. If you want to keep your job in healthcare, you got to be vaccinated. So there's a lot of dictatorial things that can wiggle in there. Now, here are a few healthcare snippets that Clinton stated she intends to do as president to fix the Affordable Care Act. She wants to have new laws to increase coverage of Medicaid and sanctions for states that refuse to expand Medicaid coverage. She will have an option to bribe the states with a three-year paid in full government subsidy. Also, she's going to add to the Affordable Care Act a public option, which really means an all-government option involving no private insurance carrier. And Clinton is boasting that it will be offered in every state. And she says she's going to lower the out-of-pocket drug costs by streamlining the generic drugs, and this means more imported medications. Okay. Now she's going to create a team, she says, of government employees to identify and charge those with excessive prices on life-saving treatments. So no price gouging like on EpiPens. And also she's going to make sure the system, quote, treats the whole patient in every American community, end of quote. So by mandatory partnerships with community organizations, this is all going to be promoted that way. And she also is going to spend more government money on research for diseases, she says, like HIV, AIDS, and Alzheimer's. All right. So how are we paying for that? Well, you got to follow the money, see. Where will the money come from to make sure these improvements are implemented? Well, according to Americans for Tax Reform, Hillary Clinton has some tax hikes in mind, $1 trillion worth. So here is her tax hike plan for Americans enjoying that free health care. She's got the payroll tax hike, where Clinton has said in an interview on January 12th of this year in Iowa that she would not veto Senator Sanders' middle-class payroll tax if she becomes president. Okay. She also is endorsing a soda tax. She endorses the Philadelphia soda tax, where it's an extra $2.16 for a six-pack of soda. So they're going to tax soft drinks. Also, there's the national gun tax. I know you were waiting for me to say that. Since 93, she spoke at the Senate Finance Committee, and Clinton endorsed a 25% retail sales tax on the guns, and she wants to double the federal excise tax on guns. And Clinton stated this in June 5th of 2016 on ABC's This Week, that the tax, get this, would defray the cost of Hillary care. Hillary care. Okay. Getting this picture now. Thank you. She also has a death tax. Clinton intends to implement 65% death tax, as the average American has no clue and cannot afford arrangements to shield their estate from death taxes. So that's coming. She's also got the capital gains tax on her list. Clinton presents a complex tax scheme with 10 different rates, but the rate will go from 23.8% to 43.4%. You know, businesses will be closing. Hello. She wants to remove the corporate rate reductions. She intends to remove the corporate income tax rate reduction for all, not some, but all businesses. Again, businesses will be closing. She wants to remove the personal income tax rate reduction. So under her, under Clinton's power, no American will be allowed to claim any income tax rate reduction. Also, last but not least, the carbon tax. She states she intends to push the carbon tax onto the people because of global warming. So here's a quote from Hillary, February 2, 2016. She says, in order to expand Affordable Care Act coverage, we need to reduce the cost of purchasing health insurance. Well, somebody's got to pick up this tab for all this care. So are we talking about strengthening the Affordable Care Act, or are we talking about stifling the industry? What are we doing? Well, if you go to Hillary's website, you will read how she intends to strengthen, improve, and build onto the Affordable Care Act. So, you know, we had stacks and stacks and stacks of regulations, what, 13 feet high now since it came out under Obama? So she's going to add to that stack. She states, these are good investments for taxpayers. Do you feel that way? Do you think this is a good investment? Is this where you want to put your money, is in a government exchange? I don't think so. So here we're going to read, in addition to what I just mentioned, Clinton intends to, one, expand access to the Affordable Care Act coverage to all families, including undocumented immigrants. She says immigration status is not going to block access to free health care. She also wants to sanction those with unjustified health care premiums through the Secretary of Health and Human Services, giving them authority to block or modify any health insurance premium rate, making it affordable for all. Did you just hear that? So if you're an insurance company and you are offering the best insurance you can afford at a pretty good premium, if for any reason Secretary of Health says, hey, you know, you need to slash that, and if you're not going to, we're going to do it for you. Okay, moving along. She's going to set caps for prescription costs, making drugs affordable for everybody. She's going to drop qualifying age for Medicare to 55 or even 50, but the Americans will need to pay into, they'll need to join and pay as part of her public option. Also, she's going to create avenues for people to have direct access, she says, to all forms of health care, primary care, dental care, mental health. Oh, by the way, mental health care will become part of the primary health care service system. So, it's under that umbrella now. She wants to expand the number of federal health centers and community health centers over the next 10 years. She wants to expand mandatory funding for the Affordable Care Act by doubling the funding to $40 billion. And she wants to save the government billions of dollars by diminishing, which means a disapproving, costly hospital stays and ER visits. So that last one I just read to you is definitely explains why the government wants to take over healthcare as a one-payer system. Americans will be forced to pay into the system, but approved treatments for care will be at the sole discretion of the government. So now the LA Times writes that the deleted elements of the original Affordable Care Act bill, she says Clinton, she wants to put all that stuff back in it. And under Clinton's control, the public option would be reinstated and doctors and hospitals would be paid Medicaid level reimbursement rates. Now, this is why it was kicked out initially, because some of the insurance companies balked at that. And so they, you know, in order to get it initially passed, we'll resolve this later. We'll make an addendum and we'll change it later. And so this is what they're going to do. So what this essentially means is it's going to give all medical professionals a significant income haircut. Oh, yeah. And that's the very reason doctors left Canada to practice in the United States. And that's the very reason why doctors in the UK recently went on strike. They didn't want to be paid, you know, $40,000 a year to practice medicine. They're used to over six figures a year. See what I'm saying? They're not going to take a 50 to 60 to 70% pay cut because of public option for Hillary Clinton's Hillary Care. They're not going to do it. Here's Hillary Clinton, October presidential debate. She said, getting rid of Obamacare would unshackle insurance companies. Interesting term, unshackle. Huh. So she deliberately shackles an industry. All right. Here's what Donald Trump said at the October presidential debate. He says the Affordable Care Act is very bad policy. Allow the marketplace to work. Allow insurance to sell health plans across state lines and bring competition that will lower rates. Well, and then, you know, she wants to cap those drugs. Okay, so according to the aides close to Clinton, the reason they say that many of the insurers are pulling out, leaving the Affordable Care Act exchange, is because of the high cost of medicine. So Clinton's policy is to fix the Affordable Care Act by lowering drug costs, putting caps on that, and thereby it will lower the premiums as well on the insurance policies. Well, this means that Clinton's going to need to convince a lot of people in Congress, which tend to have their hands in deep pockets in big pharma. You know, they're going to she have to convince them to come to her side on this in order to salvage Obamacare and rename it Hillary Care. And if that doesn't work, well, you know, Obama's been keeping that executive pen nice and toasty. So people need to really understand that this is a personal mission for Clinton. She started Hillary Care when her husband was president. It didn't go over well back then, but it's still her baby. So I doubt she would let anything, including Big Pharma, stop her. So Clinton was asked in January of 27th January 2016 what her greatest political regret was, and she said failing to pass healthcare reform in the early 90s. Healthcare is a basic right, she says. She goes on to say, we are 90% covered, but we got to get 100% covered and then get costs down to make it work for everybody. Although we did not have it then, but we've got it now, and I'm going to defend it and improve it. She means that. All right, and so she also said, Clinton said September 28th of 2015 at a Facebook question-answer session, she was asked about healthcare, and she says, I support requiring pharmaceutical companies to invest in research and development of generic drugs, end of quote. You know, again, bring the cap of the drugs down, the cost down, but she's going to require a whole industry. She's going to mandate that, see. That's what that require means. My way, or there ain't no highway. It's just Hillary Caraway. All right, so there's a lot of prices here, big ones. Hillary Clinton told the Huffington Post December 22nd, 2015, that she plans on investing an additional $2 billion annually in research for Alzheimer's disease. She also said she was going to protect what she called the balance of power with regards to halting acquisition mergers among healthcare insurers. So Clinton doesn't like the fact that healthcare providers and insurers are consolidating in order to survive all these regulations. And Politicus USA helped sum up this reality with healthcare. That isn't absolutely free. They put it this way, and this is really succinct. Quote, Americans are not interested in paying significantly higher income taxes to help government-provided health care. National health insurance or single payer is a dream of many Americans, but if they actually comprehended what it will cost them, they may pause and reconsider. For example, Britain has a universal health care system that every citizen pays for through a national income tax. The tax rate for income tax and national health insurance in the United Kingdom, 2015 to 2016, for citizens earning $0 to $38,950 a year was a whopping 20% of their entire income. So the British government takes $7,790 in healthcare tax from these wage earners. That's like less than $40,000 a year. Who can? So you push them back to $30,000 a year, basically. And the equivalent in the United States would be 15 to 45% of middle class incomes. And nearly half of the U.S. population barely making it. And then you want to saddle them with a 20% healthcare tax bill, make them poor just to have basic healthcare, but then they're unable to eat or pay their rent, end of quote. Yeah, I applaud you, Politicus USA, for putting it so correctly. Yeah, you'll have healthcare, but you won't have a roof over your head and food on the table. Mull it over. I see by the clock I have to take a break. A little bit more on the other side of on this, and then we're going to go into looking younger. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture and Tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Talking about the crossroads of our government Affordable Care Act. Right before the break, we were talking about what the Politicus USA was comparing United States one-payer system to what Britain, Australia, Canada, they all have that one-payer system, and it's not going so well. And, you know, they made a good point because they said the American mindset is different from Europeans. Americans are not going to pay 20% or more for one-payer health care. That's kind of the equivalent of waiting in line at the VA, okay? So from the political perspective, healthcare is not so much about the well-being of Americans, but about taking more income through a tax, and that's why they've involved the IRS on your tax return form, see, and a penalty, see? So the reason is because nothing is free, right? So the rich people at the top, you know, they're going to be, you know, at that 45-50% tax, but they've got enough special deductions and breaks that that's going to be whittled down to like 5 or 8% regarding their health care tax. Yeah, that's how that works. See, it's that special math. All the accountants know what I'm talking about. All right, we're going to be taking care of yourself because more Americans are beginning to get the picture that catastrophic health care is all they can barely afford, and patients are kind of leery if their coverage will even pay for their treatments or leave them kind of holding the bag, because that's been happening to some people that went through the exchange for coverage. Some of these hospitals are rejecting it. They just don't want to treat you because the government's not paying, not in a timely way. So dealing with the insurance company's red tape, kind of time-consuming, frustrating, and confusing. I know I used to work in that industry back in the 80s, but it's much worse now than it was then. So insurance drives up the cost of everything. So for this reason, people are looking for alternatives to staying healthy, and they are discovering the very basic but efficient cleanse and nourish approach to prevention. Now, if you remove the toxins that weaken the body, which can encourage disease, and then you strengthen the immune system to fight against disease, well, you got it. It's the perfect thing. And if you'd like to learn how you can empower yourself with that simple therapy, well, then make a phone call. Call the experts. Call Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. You can visit them on the web at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And if you're outside the U.S., the international number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277 for international calls. And this is where your healthcare options really became endless because you're taking responsibility. You're empowering yourself with medicinal herbs God said are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And we all know God can't lie. So he's encouraged us to learn and use his medicinal herbs. So try it out. Get a free catalog. You know, give him a call. Ask for a catalog because your healthcare options just became endless in this manner. Free product catalog. They do have money-saving coupons on their website. Coming this month, we're really close to the launching of the new site. We're just tweaking and dotting the T's, crossing the I's, that kind of thing. Or dotting the I's, crossing the T's. I got it backwards. But we're there. We're almost there, and I'll let you know when the site is live in the next week or so. I think probably in the next 7 to 10 days we'll go live. And also, new product catalog will be coming this month as well, but you can get the current one they have in stock. Still good to have. Lots of information in there. You'll be amazed what you can learn to do for yourself. And, you know, stay away from the doctors, you know, and get rid of the risks to degenerative diseases. And there's a lot you can do. All righty. We're going to shift gears, put the Affordable Care Act situation to bed, as it were, and pray for the Lord's help, right? Got to pray for the Lord's help on that, because that's just, I mean, you know, making money on the misery of others is really deplorable. You want to talk about a basket of deplorables. There it is, you know. All right, we're going to be talking about the chronological clock. If you ask people over the age of 40, you know, 46 maybe, 46. They tell you, you know, they think more about, you know, getting old, the wrinkles, you know, looking in the mirror, noticing. According to reports, women in their 40s begin to talk more about aging. It's called old talk. That's what they refer to it as. And there is a turning point where certain styles start to be too young for us to wear, you know, the clothing, your hair. Now, actresses over 40 start to see a drop-off in movie roles, and research from University of West England and Trinity University of Texas found that men and women who worried about their age tend to be less likely to maintain appearances, and their quality of life could decline. So men has been, you know, if they've been worrying about their chronological clock and their aging, you know, most of us have been since the beginning of creation. You know, it's just a natural thing. No one really wants to grow old or look old. Scientists have been, you know, looking for the answers, turn back the clock, hasten the Quack report, where they have that anti-aging pill, see? So, you know, they're always looking for the holy grail, as it were. Last stop here. Let's not move forward. Let's turn back the clock hundreds of years. The field of dermatology is really, you know, full of chemical peels and injections that help you temporarily, you know, provide you a more youthful appearance. Plastic surgery became popular in 1907. I had no idea it was that young. Plastic surgery, 1907, and is now a billion-dollar industry. So we're going to take a look at, you know, maybe there's some natural ways that we can help ourselves look youthful without drugs and surgery. So we're going to check it out. First, I want to look at these anti-wrinkle creams, these cosmetics. Lots of commercials, especially around the holidays, for perfumes and cosmetics. Do any of the anti-wrinkle creams work? Well, in 2015, the beauty industry made $11.2 billion on these products and grew by 3% from 2014. So most, if not all, of the anti-aging sundry items are more hype than help. Let's put it that way. Topical creams will have additives or parabens, or, you know, these are preservatives in the product, and these actually encourage aging of the skin and more wrinkles. So I was talking to Al Adask, who does Melanie Cederstrom show, and I asked him what he thought about that. And he says, I think it's a great business model for the anti-wrinkle cream industry, you know, because you keep buying their product. Well, how come that happens? Well, according to research from Denmark that was published in the Journal of Investigative Dermatology, they found that the advertised key ingredients in wrinkle creams, liposomes, break apart on the skin surface, don't really even penetrate into the skin layers where they need to go. So the skin has natural bacterial barriers, natural acids that protect it from these type of cosmetics and these substances. Therefore, the beauty industry has kind of struggled in getting their rejuvenation substances past the skin's defenses and deep into the skin layer. Often, famous people are hired to be spokespersons for the anti-aging products. Now, if you look at the ingredients in these cosmetics, they are essentially a list of chemicals. And many ingredients which are listed in cosmetics cause the skin to lose moisture, elasticity, and its firmness. So research done at Pisbekberg Hospital in Copenhagen found that the sunblock ingredients in suntan lotion is detectable in the urine after just 2 weeks of use, and it also influences estrogen hormones and increases the risk of cancer. And that was published in the Journal of Investigative Dermatology back in 2004. Well, let's skip on over to the plastic surgery for a second. Ancient forms of plastic surgery have been practiced all over the world for thousands of years, and it became a serious practice in Rome when physicians performed reconstruction surgery on the gladiators. And it is a serious decision to undergo surgery of any kind. So celebrities are often obsessed with their appearance in some attempt to look youthful, but they come out better. Some come out better than others, you know. But either way, you have to live with the end result. All right, so what did Canada find out? Well, a group of scientists in Quebec, they had some plant compounds that tested to see if the foundation of youth could be discovered in them. Now, after 10,000 screenings of plant extracts, guess what they found? They found six that had potential. Their research was published in the Journal of Oconocart, and their science, or is that Oconotarget, I guess is the name of the, it's French. Anyway, when science wants, you know, to study how humans age, they look at yeast, basically, because they say yeast ages like humans do. So these six plants that they were studying, they said extended the life of yeast, or in other words, decelerated the aging process of the yeast. So one of the six herbs scientifically tested extended the lifespan of yeast significantly. Well, let's look at the big six that they were testing. According to one of the researchers, Vladimir Titkarenko, he says that the six plants they tested were black cohosh, valerian root, passion flower, ginkgo biloba, wild celery, and willow bark. So of the six, the willow bark was the most potent with the longest lasting action. So when they tested the willow bark against the yeast, they found it extended the lifespan of the yeast by 369% to 475%. Wow. So according to the research, what this may mean is that on a cellular or molecule level, these herbs have the potential to delay the onset or progression of aging and any health conditions that are associated with aging. Now, the scientists went a step further and they tested herbs against anti-aging drugs called rapamycin and metformin, and the herbs outperformed the drugs. I guess they used the yeast, checked it out. Also, the research shows that in certain herbs, they can even slow the biological aging, even if they don't know which chemical mechanism is in the herb that's doing that. So, of course, they want to find which one it is and make a drug out of it. But, hey, guess what? You got the herb, so just use the herb. And the herbs are non-toxic, no side effects. If you use them in their whole food state form, please, you know, don't use them in isolated extracted forms. Like, you can use them fresh, you can use them in teas, you can use them in tinctures, but you just don't want them processed, and isolated and extracted. And it just changes, you leave the buffer alkaloids out, and it just changes the whole operation of its action. All right, let's look at the extract hunt. According to the Averitic health expert John Dooliard, there are some differences in plant extracts that you should be aware of. He says that the European Union has tried to establish in their market a standardized extract, in which Dooliard says is nearly impossible because plant crops fluctuate in nutritional content from season to season depending on the rainfall, the soil, where the crop's grown, etc. So there's really no way to have a standardized extract. So there are, and I agree with that because there has been times when, you know, crops come in and they're a little sweeter or bitter from the year before. So there is slight change in variation. There are differences in crop to crop, which can change fragrance, color, taste of the plant. And I agree on that. The process, too, of extraction, some of the manufacturers will attempt standardized forced extraction processes, or they'll use a constituent or process. And what they do is they concentrate on one ingredient that they want and not the whole plant. They don't want all the photoalkaloids. They just want one element. And so, like I said, that changes God's chemistry, and when you change God's chemistry, you're going to have a different outcome. Now, not all herbalists actually practice, preserving the whole food content of the herb. Some of them like to isolate compounds. They want to get rid of the buffer alkaloids. When basically what they're doing when they do that is they're making a drug like the drug companies do. Now, in Europe, the law requires that plant extracts be concentrated only to the potency of the plant itself. Most U.S. manufacturers of plant extracts will avoid the photopharmaceutical process and use the entire nutrition of the plant to make their extracts, which I think is superior. Therefore, Dulliard has really confirmed what I've known for a long time, is that whole food supplements with the full spectrum of nutrition are more potent and they're safer. Yep, the less you do to it, the better it is. So why do herbs work? Well, if we get back to those big six that they tested, we find that these herbs have lots of action, and they may give us a hint as to why they help, slow down the aging process. Black cohosh, for instance, very tall plant, native to North America and Canada, used for and a repellent for bed bugs. Native American Indians also used it, early settlers. The plant has these alkaloids that bind to estrogen receptors, and pregnant women should avoid using black cohosh. And anyone that has an estrogen-dependent cancer should not use this herb. So this herb should not be used for long-term use either. Valerian root, now this is a native plant to North America and Europe, often used to calm the nerves, organic herbal chill pill, if you will. It has rich flavonoids, high in calcium, helps with the neurotransmitters, and will improve your sleep. So you can check out valerian root. Passionflower is a subtropical vine. It produces a fruit and a flower, often been used for pain and insomnia. And we find lots of flavonoids and enzymes in passionflower. The ginkgo biloba is a tree, long lifespan of about 1,000 years, and it can grow to 100 feet. It is indigenous to China. This herb is known to improve poor circulation. However, you want to avoid this herb if you're taking anticoagulants. And this herb is also rich in flavonoids and antioxidants and is known through Asia as a longevity herb. And we also know it to improve memory, so... Wild celery was on their list. Lots of oils, flavonoids in wild celery. It purifies the blood, but you shouldn't exceed recommended doses on this. Pregnant women and those with renal failure, kidney failure, should avoid using wild celery and avoid extended sun exposure or tanning beds if you're using this herb. Willow bark is indigenous to North America and China. It is a tree. And what we do is we use the inner bark of this tree because it has anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving action. And this is the original source of the extract salicin that the pharmaceutical manufacturers used when they first started making aspirin. So they extracted just the salicin, which it became acetylsalicylic acid, and they made their aspirin products from that. So this will give you... a hint, and also if you do have an allergy aspirin, you want to avoid a willow bark. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have the valerian and the willow bark in their own formulas. They do have the ginkgo in the brain concentrate formula. So, we've got some very nice herbs going here that you can tap into if you're, worried about wrinkles and things like that. I would also add probably the calcium formula for the collagen in your skin. If you've got some issues with your skin, you definitely want to use that. It'll help also make your nails nice and strong, and, of course, your bones as well. Because real plant calcium has the right ratio that the body likes for the uptake of calcium with magnesium and boron, and it gets the job done really quickly, and it is superior to animal calcium products. So check that out. Especially if you know somebody with bone issues, get some plant calcium and they'll be good as rain. We'd like to pair some circulatory herbs with the ginkgo herb to get it to the brain if you're dealing with, a little memory loss, or if you know somebody that's needing help after, post-stroke recovery, you can check out the the brain concentrate at thepowerherbs.com. And if you're there, sign up for the newsletters. The American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and the HealthQuest newsletter goes out on Fridays, and they're both free, but they will empower you with lots of life-supporting information that you won't get anywhere else and you can't be without. So definitely check that out. Just go to thepowerherbs.com, because these are email-only newsletters. I apologize. These are not hard copies that we mail out, regular mail. But you, if you have email, you can get them, and they're free. You go to thepowerherbs.com, and you click on Books and Newsletters, and you can sign up there. Definitely worth it to have that. All right. I don't think I have enough time to really do my other topic on supplements justice. We may get a snippet or two in, and we'll the meat and potatoes of it we'll do next time. But getting back to your extracts, you know, extract making, tincture making is pretty old. It's like wine making, really. And it's not rocket science, but it's time consuming and it's messy. This is why a lot of people don't do it. But if you naturally age your herbs and make an herbal liquids, your extracts, they're going to be more potent. They're going to be more efficient. There's no digestion required. They go right into the system within 60 seconds of taking them. That's why we deal with powders and liquids here at thepowerherbs.com, because they just work better. And I don't like swallowing a bunch of pills. I don't know about you, but I just don't like that. So you can hide your doses in juice or water since they're liquid. Easy to adjust the dose, especially if you have children under 100 pounds or pets under 90 pounds. And you can utilize this perfect balance of herbs. And the master chemist is God, see. And when you have your whole plant nutrition that's not been disrupted, not been dissected, isolated, and so forth and so on, it just works beautifully. Just works beautifully. Like the plant calcium. The body's real picky about getting calcium. Two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. And the body is uptaking that real time and loves it. It's good for your connective tissues as well. So tendons, not only your muscles and bones, but your tendons, ligaments, joints. Definitely great to have some plant-based calcium there. So it's just different than the animal calcium. It's not the same protein. So the plant-based calcium is superior, in my opinion. And if you're going to get tinctures, make sure they're, you know, naturally aged and cold-pressed. Those are going to be your superior varieties. Forced extraction, you can find them everywhere. They're in all the stores, but they make a tincture in like a day. There's no time for all the alkaloids to penetrate the catalyst, the alcohol that they're using as a catalyst, so that all the nutrition goes into the liquid. And if a forced extraction method is used, there's heat. Oh, yes, there's friction and there's heat, and herbs are very much heat sensitive. So you get a weaker formula that way, and you'll have to take a ton of that. So think of the Special K commercial where you got 30 bowls of shredded wheat and one bowl of Special K. So the naturally aged cold pressed supplements will be the one bowl of Special K, and the forced extraction, processed, pasteurized, distilled other varieties of supplements will be the 30 bowls of shredded wheat. See, there you go. There's a visual. I was just trying to help you out. Oh, my time's up already, Frank. Goodness. Well, I'll be back Thursday. Yes, yes. If you have a health topic you want me to cover, don't be shy. Send me an email off the powerherbs.com website, and we'll try to, you know, get it into the format. And enlighten everybody, right? Thepowerherbs.com. Check it out. Sign up for the newsletters. Get a catalog. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.